Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sammet, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. How are you this morning, Stephen?
I am wonderful, Mike. How are you this morning?
Good. Now, I got to give the fashion statement like I do every show for you. Today, you're not wearing the tie, so you must not have any business meetings today.
Well, actually, I'm in a golf shirt because I watched the Masters over the weekend. I would like to try and talk like Jim Nance at all times.
So we're going to do the whole show whispering.
I don't know. I probably could pull it off for about 30 seconds, but the coffee will kick in, so...
All right, let's go ahead and introduce our guests for today's show. Joining us from Meridian Star Merchant Services, we have Dennis Bonin and Randy Hicks. And joining us from Project Move is our good friend Janice Palmer. We're going to start with Dennis and Randy. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about Meridian Star Merchant Services. What do you guys do?
Well, we make money and have fun.
I like that. Continue, please.
We are a processing company. We love to electronically move money around the world. We help merchants every day with their needs, certain processing needs from electronic checks to debit cards, credit cards, all the needs that they need for POS systems as well as terminals, wireless mobile applications to e-commerce and internet.
What percentage of folks these days use the credit cards and the debit cards and the plastic? It seems like we're getting further and further away from cash.
Mike, about 90%, 85 to 90% now is electronic processing in a form of a check or a credit card, debit card, wiring of money, 90% around the world.
Wow. Do you ever see a day where we go cashless? Is that day ever going to come?
It's a rumor. Cash years ago was king. I want to say now maybe it's a pawn. Basically, everything's done electronically. It's less work. It's seamless. It's more cost effective. You don't have to worry about it. It's insured, FDIC. So it makes life easier as long as you're able to manage it.
I would think a company like yours is essential for any business. I cannot imagine any business being able to do business without accepting plastic.
Well, in today's world, that's really the case. I mean, certainly because of the amount of time for transactions to be processed and take place, automated transactions obviously are quite a bit more efficient and much faster to take place. You get your money sooner than with checks or other paper methods that you would see today. And people just don't like carrying cash with them anymore.
Randy, if I'm a business owner and I'm looking to set up my merchant services, what are the questions I should be asking your company?
Well, I think it all really relates to the bottom line. Look at your profitability, and you want to look at a solution that is affordable for you, but also one that doesn't cost you a tremendous amount of your profit. If, for example, your profit ratio is 10 to 20%, let's say 20%, for example, and you actually have to then look at the profitability that it would cost you or the actual revenue that you would have to make to attain that profit that comes off the bottom line to pay for your fees.
And Dennis, you kind of started the interview by giving a very, very wide range of all the different things you guys can do. So let me ask this question. What are business owners not taking advantage of in today's market with the services you can offer that they should be looking to take advantage of? Because I think when somebody hears Meridian Star Merchant Services, oh, yeah, credit card processors. So what are – and again, you gave a huge wide range of a lot of things you guys can do. What are business owners not taking advantage of that they should be?
Two important methods. One is a point of sales. Okay. Point of sales is what we call a cash management program. It actually is the foundation of your business. It tells you all your A through Z's, your payroll, cash, credit, labor cost, food cost, operating cost, cameras, video surveillance, theft. It's a whole gamut of a foundation of running your business A through Z. Second is e-commerce. E-commerce is growing in a fashion of electronic check, recurring billing. Recurring billing is very, very effective. All my bills, 90% of my bills plus are paid online and they're recurring.
And so there are probably a few more than a few business owners. You say e-commerce, they think, oh yeah, PayPal. And there's so much more than that.
You know, PayPal. Let's see. I'm gonna make sure
we don't want to run anybody down here on the show.
Well, eBay started PayPal. eBay could not get processing domestically, and so they started a company called PayPal. And PayPal is just a gateway. Mm-hmm. We use Authorize.net. Is very secure. It's fundamentally sound. It has a lot of features and functions that work in today's society, and it's growing rapidly to make it more flexible.
There's a lot of companies out there that do credit card processing and cashless processing and so forth. Are all the companies – I mean, what separates you from the other companies? Are the rates the same? Are the rates different with whoever you go with? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's important to note that really we are a direct processor. That's one of the key things that differentiates Meridian Star from a lot of other different companies. And as such, we're the bank. We can offer you the rates. We cut out the middleman. We've been in this business almost 20 years, and we really know the business. We understand the risk. We understand the mitigation that's required to go along with that. We understand what you need to go through on a daily basis to collect on a credit card. We know when we have returns and things like that you need to worry about. But as such, we're able to work directly with the credit card companies and with the processors to help them understand what our customers' needs are. And we also will on their part, actually try to mitigate the rates and get the best rates possible that are available in today's world.
Mike, if I could elaborate on that, and I have a great scenario to that question. You know, we work with the merchants direct. What does that mean is the merchants, different things happen every day. I'll use an example. We have a limousine company in South Carolina, and the owner of the Cowboys used a limousine service, and his tip was $10,000. Now, any processing company would not release those funds. They will hold those funds because you just don't see a tip for $10,000. Well, we're proactive. We notify the merchant right away. We get them to sign a release, the customer, and the funds were released right away. Other processing companies will hold those funds, deem it high risk, okay? Car restoration, for instance, they will hold funds in fear of chargebacks. If we get a release from the customer, an authorization form, funds go in next day. We work with the customer, TLC, on per base case.
Well, one of you mentioned earlier that one of the great assets of your company is that your clients do get their money faster, and there's a prime example of that happening. What is your typical client? I mean, are there companies that are too small to have this kind of processing, or is it worthwhile for any company, whether big or small?
Great question. And I'm not going to name banks, but banks actually have criterias, meaning in restrictions. If the account is too small, $5,000 or less, they don't want it. The banks actually turns around 20 accounts away a month because of their first time in business, the amount is too low. So we'll go ahead and fund those and bring those merchants on. We don't have those quite tight restrictions. How are people going to grow? You have to start somewhere. So we look at it a case-by-case basis.
So if I'm the show is Gwinnett Business Radio, so I always like to try and put myself in the seat of I'm a business owner here in Gwinnett. Small to medium-sized business. I got a few employees. I'm a retail store, so I definitely need your services. Where do you guys start with me? How do you get to know the client? What are the good questions you ask? What are you looking for on your end of the table when you're sitting with a potential client?
I think that's a great question, too, and we really focus heavily on having a business relationship with the business, whereas you might see larger banks and larger institutions that really would look at a small retail business as a number. We focus on them and try to be a partner in processing with them. That's our moniker that we try to use, and we try to use that whether your business is one or two transactions in a month and you're a heating and air conditioning company or an antique sales company or Converse to that, if you are a large college and university with hundreds of thousands of dollars of transactions that occur on a weekly basis.
Now, you guys had said that, and let me kind of unpack that. You say colleges and universities. That's not normally what you hear. Are you guys doing something kind of unique in that area?
Well, we offer really great programs with a lot of different sports individuals. Dennis wants to also speak on the Roddy White Foundation. That's one of the foundations that we work with on a charity basis. But we also work with colleges and universities with their programs, especially sports programs, allowing them to also make money and reimburse some of the funds that they have. We work with a lot of charitable organizations and funds like that, and anything that we can do to help school programs help themselves, we feel is really important as well.
If you don't mind, I'll elaborate on that.
Please.
Okay. What we do is we become a sponsor for the athletic program or the school program, educational. And so we'll look at their processing and see how much profit's in the processing. And instead of taking 100% of the profit, we'll say, you know what, let's give you back 50% of the profit. That's our sponsorship. It can go to your educational program or your athletic program. I'm hoping to work with Gordon Junior College today, and their funds are very limited and low right now. Three of their teams last year made it to the World Series, cost them $60,000. They're broke. And I said, well, guys, let me look at processing. I might have a $10,000 check for y'all sitting here.
Very nice. And you specifically mentioned the Roddy White Foundation. You want to touch upon that?
Sure. In fact, Arthur Blank is working with them on Thursday down at the stadium. Roddy has some several camps that he does in South Carolina as well as Atlanta. We sponsor the camps every year, Meridian Star. He's one of our partners in processing. Accounts that he brings on, if you're a business owner in Gwinnett and you want to get involved, and we get your processing through the Roddy White program, they get signed autographed jerseys, footballs, tickets, field passes, but more importantly is the sponsorship given back to the kids he does in the community.
Now, Dennis, are the footballs signed by you or are they signed by Roddy?
I couldn't do his autograph. No, they're signed by Roddy.
Oh, okay, I just want to make
sure.
He
comes by the office. He actually has an office at our facility. We don't see him quite often. We might see him four times a year, but I can see him whenever I need to. But his family has a participating in our processing.
Yeah, he wasn't asking you if you were forging Roddy White's signature.
Yeah, I want to know if it's your signature.
Dennis Bonin's signature on there. That's what he was asking.
No, it's
probably
Roddy White
a little
number.
Bit more valuable with Roddy, I would
guess. Actually going to see if it was Randy Hicks's signature, because we could have a debate of which one of their signatures is. But Roddy's signature, I'll take it. That's okay.
As you may be finding out, Stephen and I are very competitive, and we've both asked now, quote unquote, a very good question. So I want to come up with some great questions so I can beat him with the good questions in this interview. Maybe this is it. Maybe it's not. I'll find out in just a second. How do you go to market? How do you find new business? How are you growing your business?
Well, it all works by referrals.
Is that a good question?
That's a great question.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
We don't knock on doors, okay? 90% of your credit card processing companies do a major marketing campaign, advertisement, cold calling, knocking on doors. We are a relationship, network, referral business. We want to know the owner of the business. We want to work with them because they're going to need solutions. We want to be a solution. We don't want to be a problem. But mostly our agents work off of referrals, network, and relationships. It's very important.
Okay. We're talking with Dennis Bonin and Randy Hicks with Meridian Star Merchant Services. What do both of you, and this is for both of you, what do you both enjoy most about what you do and about your job?
I think that is also a good question. The things that we deal with today, we deal with people from a varied number of industries, small companies to large companies, sports figures to not-so-famous sports figures, from individuals who work all day and half the night to individuals who are retired, you know, and those kind of folks. From that standpoint, the great thing about our business is that we're able to work with people and really focus on what they're looking for. You know, the old adage about I'm a sales guy and I have a size 13 green tennis shoe, and that's great except for the fact you have a size 10 foot and you don't like green. Well, that's not what we focus on. We focus on the solutions that are really there. Solutions that are pending that our customers need, and things that will help them be more profitable in their business, more efficient in their business, and do what they need to do on a quicker basis.
And Randy, let me ask you to kind of unpack that word solutions a little bit more, because I've heard both you guys mention solutions. I've also heard you guys mention that there's a wide breadth of what you do. You're not just – I think sometimes when people think of merchant services, they think of a commodity. And I think you guys are really looking for partnership in a way. So kind of unpack maybe some of the other solutions and what place are you trying to sit at the table of a business owner and kind of on their board? What are you hoping to help them accomplish?
I think that's probably instrumental in what we've talked about today, and that we really want to differentiate ourselves from anybody else who walks in your door and says, "Hey, can we help? Can we price your credit cards? Let us give you a better rate on your credit cards." That's not what we're about. We're about the solution for what you need to do today, whether that solution may be web-based e-commerce solutions, we can provide those. Whether that solution may be as simple as a magnetic stripe reader to go in your business, whether that solution is a full and complete point-of-sale system with inventory tracking and all the prerequisites that are required within, regardless of those types of things, we need to look at your solution with you, tailor the best solution that we can find, and help you find the one-off, the different solution that keeps you both profitable and efficient.
You guys are almost kind of asking business owners, hey, if you want us to, we'll be part of your board in a way. I mean, you're really helping with the financial, with a lot of financial decisions and a lot of just kind of building their business.
Absolutely.
That wasn't a good question. That was a good comment, Mike.
Actually, you're putting words in their mouth, so that's a minus one for you. Gentlemen, is there anything else that we need to touch upon about your company that you'd like to talk about? And also, let's be sure to let our listeners know if they want to get in touch with you, especially those business owners, to find out more about your company, Meridian Star Merchant Services. Where can they find out more information and get in touch with you, gentlemen?
Sure, Mike. Great question. Paint plumbers. You know, I've been driving on Peachtree Industrial to my office now for – I don't know, 3.5 years, and I see the billboard, Pink Plumbers. And to me, that stands for breast cancer, okay? So they have a program that we would love to sponsor, and we'd love to be a partners at Pink Plumbers. We'd like to look at their processing, and we'd like to see how much we can sponsor them and participate and help in their cause. That's what we do.
I think that also understand that you're good at your business. And that's why you do the business that you're in. Let us help you in the financial technology industry. We know a lot about EMV, the upcoming EMV, the magnetic chips that will be actually RF chips that will be in credit cards that are upcoming. We can help you. We can be your technology professional. We can be another tool in your toolbox of solutions that you need.
And, Mike, to get a hold of us, it's very simple. 1-855-MER-STAR. 1-855-MER-STAR or www.meridianstarms or merchantservices.com.
Great. Dennis Bonin, Randy Hicks with Meridian Star Merchant Services. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Janice Palmer, and she has a project called Project Move. Tell us all about Project Move, Janice.
Oh, goodness. Well, this Project Move was basically started as an initiative to inspire our current and our future generations to get active and healthy. In Gwinnett County alone, we have over 160,000 students in the school system. Each of those obviously has one, potentially two parents, but if we go with one, we're talking about 400,000 individuals that are at risk for increasing the obesity epidemic. How do they get active? How do they get healthy? Typically, we want to help our health clubs by educating them on how to serve those populations through multi-generational programming.
I was going to mention multi-generational programming. What is that? Let's put our hands around that.
All right, Steve, I have to say that was a great question on Mike's part.
I am kicking your butt today.
multi-generational programming. You know, when I begin talking about the programs that we have in place and who have been running successfully in facilities, the term family comes to mind. Well, that's a very definition of what a family is. And we're not necessarily in it to create something or programs or speak or educate about the family dynamic. We are actually in it for the seniors. We're in it for the preschoolers. We have members of our programs who are the grandparents who bring their children to the club to experience fitness in a fun way. We may have an uncle who is taking up a part, an active part in their niece's after school life, from single parents to a big brother or big sister entity. So multi-generational is basically taking our children from infancy, getting them involved in a fitness activity or program the right way, which is through a facility that's educated and equipped, and moving them on through their each segment of their life into the senior population and equipping them with fitness along the way.
All right, Janice, it's my turn.
Go for it.
You, in this project, a couple things that I found interesting. First, while you definitely are going to the general public, you're going through the fitness centers. So that means it sounds, and you definitely have a lot of experience with that, it sounds like maybe fitness centers haven't been doing as good of a job as they could have been in that. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit, but more importantly, share some stories of what that would look like, or share maybe your vision and dream of what are you educating them on that will, and what it would look like in a fitness center.
Mike, he's got one up on you. That was really
good. You actually get 2 points for that one,
he
I
does.
Guess.
That was
back on the positive side. All right, go for it.
Yeah, we do go through the fitness centers. One of the things that I found, just a little background on myself, I've been in this industry for over 20 years now, as a member, as an instructor, as a director, as a health club owner and operator, from the management aspect all the way down to the participant aspect. As I've said on previous shows with Mike and you, that I don't wake up in the morning saying, I can't wait to go work out. Unfortunately, the last 20 years, that's what our industry leaders have said. They've gotten into the business because they like to work out, because they're motivated by that. They don't understand what it's like. And I say this in the past 20 years, it is taking a turn now, thank goodness. But they don't understand what it's like to be that mother who says, I just don't have time today because I need to go take the kids to preschool. Even though we can see, we as the professionals can see that one little hour or that 30 minutes they can squeeze in, they can't. And it goes back to the idea of providing the professionals with the tools and programs, teaching them how to implement them, then taking our individuals and our those of the different generations and driving them towards the fitness centers that are equipped. Then you've got a great partnership because the member who's not the professional knows where they should go for help. They know that they don't have to walk into that gym and think, okay, where's the treadmill? Because I know how to operate that. Or I don't make eye contact with the salesperson because, you know, they'll sign me up for something. Well, that's sort of their job because they're the professionals. The fitness center has the tools available. With our programs and equipping the fitness centers with the different programs for youth and adults, we're not only serving them, because there's no cost on their end in particular, but we're also serving the members because, again, there's no real cost to the members. They're not signing up for a 6 to 8 week program with their child and paying $100 and then finding themselves 2 months down the road unable to pay for that again. This is part of their membership. So it's part of the service that's being provided by the fitness facilities. You mentioned that I'm passionate about that, obviously. I firmly feel that it is the health club's responsibility solely to play a role in the fight against childhood obesity. They have this responsibility to be an ally against the sedentary lifestyles of all the generations. Again, goes back to multi-generation definition. That is our responsibility. That is our job. That is our role. And if we are sitting there looking at the individual saying, hey, get to the gym, but we're not giving you the tools, then we're not doing our job. So through all of my experiences over the past 20 years, that's what's developed these programs. That's what's developed these strategies. That's what empowers me and motivates me to get up in the morning and get moving, is to get other people moving by teaching them the tricks of the trade. and busting some myths, as Mike likes to talk about.
And if we have time, we might bust some myths today. You really want to focus a lot on the kids, of course, because they're so important. They're our future. And if you get them into good habits now, it becomes a lifestyle, and they'll stay in shape, and they'll continue to work out and eat right and do all the right things. You have something, Janice, and we're talking with Janice Palmer with Project Move, a Project Move ambassador. What is a Project Move ambassador?
Oh, that is actually somebody who attends a fitness facility that wants to have programs in their facility for their entire family. And a lot of times getting the word out to clubs and to facilities across the U.S., because obviously there are thousands upon thousands. In Gwinnett County alone, if you did a search on facilities, you'll find close to 100. That's not counting smaller trainers and sports and recreational programming, just fitness facilities alone. Out of those, two out of almost 100 facilities actually offer programs for multiple generations simultaneously. But it's a matter of getting the word out through the fitness facilities to the individuals and making sure that they come into the club.
Now, there's some other areas of Project Move as well. Why don't you discuss those, Janice?
Well, I love to speak on what I'm passionate about, obviously. So doing some speaking engagements. A lot of HR departments of businesses are looking to get their corporate wellness engaged and involved. That's something I love to do. I love to speak to individuals about the different myths and of fitness, and helping HR departments to speak with their employees and getting them connected to a local fitness facility is something that I do as well.
We kind of talked about it, so now we got to talk more in detail. We want to bust a myth. We've talked about a few on previous shows. Give us a myth that's out there right now that people we think we know the truth, and we really don't know the truth. What is that myth?
All right. Well, I have two that I prepared for today. One of them is the fact that if you're running, if you're walking, if you're doing something outside, that you're getting everything that you need, and you're doing your part to get healthy.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely true, right?
That's what I heard.
Busted?
No.
No. It actually is one component. Huh? There are multiple components. There are four main components of fitness. Strength, cardio, which is that running or walking that you're doing on your own, which is excellent. Keep doing it. Don't stop doing that. But remember, it is one component. Strength is a huge component. Balance and flexibility are the other two. So there's four main components, and that's where the fitness facilities come into play. That's where our programs come into play, in that we're teaching individuals that, yes, we want you running, walking, doing what you love, taking the kids out and strolling in the park. However, we need you to get the other components as well, because when that sciatic nerve starts to get pinched, because I hear this over and over again, yeah, I have this pain in my side. Well, that's called muscle tension. That's called nerve obstruction. That's something that we can combat. We can teach you how with a simple product called a foam roller and the techniques that go along with it. We can relieve that pain. We also can put you in touch with the facility or the businesses that offer the massage and the relaxation. All of those are components to your total health. So that's one of the main myths, is getting out there that you do need a gym. There's different reasons for it.
All right. And you have a second myth you want to bust right here.
Gotta bust it. Obesity. It's a word that strikes fear in a lot of people. And there's a lot of debate that's going on right now, especially surrounding childhood obesity. And one of the things that we seem to forget is that obesity, that word, that term, it's a medical diagnostic term that says that attention is needed at that point. It is not a psychological definition. It's not a psychological identity. So when you have a child who ranks or individual who ranks at the level of obese, that is not defining them as a person. It is not defining you as a person. Obesity is not a psychological identity. It is simply a diagnostic term that you need to get up, ask for help, find the right avenues, and move. And hence Project Move came to life.
And for Project Move, let's talk about, you have a Facebook site, you have Twitter. Let's give all that information for all, for people that want to find out a lot more about Project Move.
We have, I have a Facebook page set up right now. So if you go to Facebook, it's projectmove.us. In there, you'll see some videos that I've posted. This is, the social media side of our business is under development. The website is under construction right now. And you can get the basic information off of the website, which is projectmove.us, which conveniently is Project Move Us, if you caught that. But at the Facebook page, you'll get to see a lot of the videos of the work we've done. We've been running our youth programs in Gold's Gym of Suwannee and Sugar Hill right here in Gwinnett County for the last 4 years. We've done this very successfully, seamlessly running the youth and adult education simultaneous to the adult fitness. So you can see a lot of stuff on their YouTube page as well, which is Gold's Gym Suwannee. A lot of our activity in surrounding camps. We did our recess as an outreach at the Shadowbrook Church camp. That video is on there. You'll get to see a lot of what our youth have done there with Richie Sissom and his all of his staff that really feed the youth during the summer at the Shadowbrook camp. You can find us on Twitter. We are listed, just had the thought, our handle is Project Move_US.
Your love handle is, right?
My love handle. Yes, exactly. We love the love handles. and then myself, you can find it at Janice, but that's a little bit harder to spell. So Project Move_US is Twitter.
And Janice, you mentioned earlier about the Project Move ambassadors at certain health clubs. Obviously are doing the Facebook and the Twitter to reach people. I would imagine some fitness center people hopefully will reach out to you as well. Is there a way, other than going to the Facebook and stuff like that, should they reach out to you directly? And you said 2 out of close to 100. I would imagine the percentage is you're thinking about the same across the country. And is this something you want to go beyond Gwinnett County with?
Yes, it is. It is my desire to spread the fun in fitness through multi-generational programming across the nation. We have three different avenues that we're working through. The first one is the individual, which is the motivational speaking, which is going into the schools, which is working with the youth, which is the Twitter page and my Facebook page and hopefully the blog that will be up within the next few weeks, to where you will have information as an independent individual or as a family. But we take it to the next step, which is local. Now, I don't mean local as in Gwinnett County. I mean local as in each local entity within our nation. So every county across the U.S. has the same sort of population. They have the same breakdown of students and parents. And out of those, that breakdown, we're looking at less than 20% participation in a fitness facility. That's the scary part. And the reason for that is because a lot of them just don't know why they need a fitness facility. So yes, I'm looking for more people to be involved as ambassadors on the Project Move. That would be your fitness educators, your PE specialists, your trainers and clients that have been motivated to change through the use of the tools in fitness facilities. This is all about integrating everyone on the same mission and the same path so everybody could be involved. If you just tweet pound Project Move, that's one of the things that I'm trying to at least start and get the word out there, no matter what role you play, be it somebody who is facing the challenge, who has accepted the challenge, or who is just trying to look to get started. Pound Project Move is that's what it's all about.
You rallied there at the end, Stephen, with a great question. I think it caught me again. Again, Janice Palmer with Project Move. On Facebook, it's projectmove.us. The Twitter handle is projectmove_US. Janice, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about your great new project, Project Move.
Thank you, Mike and Steve.
All right, a quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. Again, my thanks to Janice Palmer with Project Move and Dennis Bonin and Randy Hicks with Meridian Star Merchant Services. For Stephen Julian.
Hey, that was a great question, Mike. You are the great interrogateur.
It's about time you finally woke up. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.